Hesaner is the kli that's holding the oil, the shemen. And in the shemen is the psila, the wick. All these three things is a bosis, hoil denase, a bosis of dover osam. They're all becoming a bosis, means a foundation to hold up something that's called osa, which is the fire. And the shalheves itself, the fire itself, is called the dover osar to touch on Shabbos. So trash the dover osar, the shalheves. This muksa of fire itself, of moving fire, Reb Shimon is moide that it's also on Shabbos. Shakli tofel ashleves, because the kli, the menorah, is tofel to the fire. Boy, the boy calls him on, it's burning. Not because the chayshid out the isa kibui, because even if it goes out, it's muta gomer, stavashen and muskaven. Now the muksa is the fire itself. Now for Shpetzach, what is the muksa of the fire? Why is fire such a chomedic muksa? Is it a machlek? Some of us want to say the pshat is because ish itself is not movable. It doesn't have a shem kli to it. So the fire itself, since you can't move it, that remains a chomedic muksa like etzem vavonim. It has no use. And since you can't create fire on Shabbos, not let it burn, like make something new burn on Shabbos, it's not called movable, it's not called a kli. Mashenkin writes based on Yom Tov, maybe that you could burn things on Yom Tov, and not let it create the fire to start with, but you could be moisture from one year to another near. There, the Eish is not called such muksa. Another svara that we once said is that on Shabbos is not really the Easter out because we're afraid to go out. It's even if it goes out, we're saying now, Kurns Rab Shimon, it's muta, Gomer, because it's saying the Maskavin. But it's a svara in muksa that a person stays away not to move fire on Shabbos, because he's afraid on the tzad that does go out, the room of Mitzvahs will be dark. He won't have light in this room. So not he's afraid because of the Issa Kibui, but he's afraid Pasha, because the room will end up to be dark. So he wants to have light on Shabbos. Therefore, it's a svara person is Mekatzah Das not to go near, not to touch this nair on Shabbos, not to touch the fire on Shabbos. Kedei that the room should not be dark. Mashenkin on Yom Tov, the person is not so afraid. Because on Yom Tov, even if the fire goes out while you're moving it, you could light and relight it again from another or from another nair. Therefore, that's the chiluk between Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos, a person makes not to touch the fire at all, because he's afraid to go out, and not out the Issa Kibui, but out the Metzias, the room will remain dark. So coming out, that's the reason why the menorah is muksa, because it's like bosses, it's attached, it's holding up the fire, therefore it's all bottled to the top to the fire. Om Rab Zeiro, Om Rab Asi, Om Rab Yechanan, Om Rabbi Chanina, Om Rabbi Rumnais, Om Rabbi, Om Rabbi Rumnais, Li hit the Rabbi, Rabbi was master for him, the Taltal Machta Biafara. He was master him on Shabbos to touch, to move, this Machta, this shovel, the Biafara with the ashes inside it. So how the meaning is that the ashes are muksir on Shabbos, it's ashes that you have no use from, and still he was not here to touch the shovel, even though the shovel is holding all the air for all the ashes inside it. So Lachurah, the shovel now is a bosses. It's the foundation, it's holding up the offer. Still he's not to it. Or it's Shver, we just got finished saying that the reason why he can't touch the menorah on Shabbos is because it's a bosses, it's holding up the ash. So you see, when something is holding up muksa, it itself is also muksa. So here, why you let it touch the shovel? Lachurah, the shovel is holding up the offer, Shabbai bosses. Rashi, Rabbi Rumnis, Li Hitte, Rabbi Litauto Machto, Shal Lavoina, a Machto, a shovel that usually burned the sense inside of the Lavoina, Biafora with his ashes. Now the Salkadaita, the Hapmin of the Gemara is Biafora, what does the ashes mean? Imafora comma, with the ashes, Sha'efe Muksa, the ashes itself are Muksa. For Lehevi Tzrichle, you don't need the ashes. Vashminim, the Chidishiri is the Agav Machto, since you're touching the shovel. The Ika Teres Kliyele, that on the shovel it has a Shem Kli, Tiltol Imafara. Therefore you're allowed to touch the Kli, the Machta, the shovel, even though there's offer inside it. So that's our Kashla, Chura Shablai Bosses, Ladov Rosa, Vada Shablai Bosses. Omale Rab Zeil Rabasi, Miyam Rabbi Yechon Hochi, is that true? That you're saying over Om Rabasi, Om Rabbi Yechon, and that Rabbi Yechon said this over. For Yotzanan, we learned in the Mishnah later in Shabbos, Noitel Odom Binoy, a person is allowed to carry his own son, in the house or in the backyard, with the mechitzis. We haven't biyodit. The Chiddush says, even though your son is holding a stone, that a stone itself is muksa, but since you're holding up your son, the ikur is your son, the stone is like bottle to the ben, therefore it's mutter. It's not considered you're touching the yevin, it's considered you're only touching your son. Oikil kolorel, she'll let her pick up a basket on Shabbos, also in your house. Even though there's a stone inside the basket. Now, the Yom Rabba Babachona, Rav Yechidim, what type of basket are we talking about that's mutter to touch on Shabbos, even though there's a stone inside it? Is dafka bikul kolor malaya peiros askinim. We're talking about this basket is full of peiros. That means the ikur in the peiros is a dover heter. You have peiros. Now you have a stone inside there. So it's a svara. What is the kli, the basket holding up? It's holding up peiros a dover heter. And it's holding up this one stone a dover also. What's more choshev? The more choshev is the peiros. Therefore the kli, the ikur is bottled to the peiros, not to the yevin. That's why it's mutter to touch this kli. It's a deek now, time of the ispoteri, only because in the basket you have peris. Holes poteri loy. But if there wouldn't be peris inside the basket, it'd be awesome to touch the basket on Shabbos. Why? Because since there's a oven inside it, and the oven is muksa, and the basket is holding up the oven, we say this for its bosses of dover osser, the basket becomes osser. The blade shreva yos, how come he was mad to you to touch the machta? How is he mad to you to touch the machta? Luchuru, the machta now, should remain boss as a dover also? Zatumorish toimim kisho, he kept quiet, kishokhoda. He kept quiet for 1 second to think of a teretz for this kasha. Satrashi, noitelodom, hakilkolo, person glad to pick up the basket, pishavis, vevim, the even though there's a stone inside it. Sadia, kolaka periloi, the kli nase, bosses liyevin. The kli becomes a holder for the stone. And the kli is toppled to the stone. It loses its shame kli. As the kli becomes ice kli. So by us also, it should be also to hold the shovel. Since inside the shovel you only have ashes, which is muksa, the kli should lie bottle to the offer. The kasher is Rabbi Yechon himself holds like Rabbi Yehuda. He holds from the Yisro Muksa. Since he holds from the Yisro Muksa, it should be also to touch this machta. And the Gemara, the Yomar, after he waited, he kept quiet for a second to think about the terrace. He said, the Yomar, Hochi Nami the Yispo Karton. I'll tell you here also, when the shovel it wasn't just ashes, just offer. It was pieces of Lavona, pieces of the scent that you could smell that that's mutter to touch on Shabbos. So since you have pieces of Lavona there, therefore it's mutter. It's like both of the Dover Osir and the Dover Heter, and Muslims say the Hav Minu is that the curtain is very choshev. Therefore it's not bottled, the Kli is not bottled to the ashes, but instead the Kli is bottled to the carton, to the Lavona, and it's mutter to touch the shovel. Trash is by carton, she nishtarum in order to from the fire. O Lavona, the chazil areich, you could smell this lavona. The agav lavona metal to the machta imafora. Agav the lavona, you could touch the machta with the offer. Dugn lich kolam leya peris, just like we had before, a basket full of peris. We have an betoichai, and you have an evan inside it. Drashi kartin shoshi lavona, left over from the lavona. For the gemara omra abaya, kartin be rebbe michashivi, we're talking about a mice of a rebbe's house. Rebbe Zatrashi was the Nossi, he was a Nossi, the Osher, and he was very rich. Heve Michashivi. Is this called Choshev, this one or two pieces of Lavona, these leftover pieces of Lavona to be Choshev? They say that the Kli is bottled to that. Avada Barebi, by Big Vir, this has no Chshivas to it. Therefore, what's the Ikir inside the Kli? The ashes, the offer, and that's Muksa. So still, this Machta should be bosses to the ashes. It should still remain Osher. How come he's saying it's Mutter? For the Yosher himself, Rebbe, it's taken not choshev. But since it's choshev for Niyim, therefore it has a chshivis to it, so for everybody it's mutter. So the Gemara name, for Tanya, will bring a brice to know that you look at each person separately. For an Yosher it's not choshev, it's bottle, even though for none it is choshev. Now the Tushta will bring is a Tushta on Hilchos Tumah. What's called the Kli to Makabel Tumah? For Tanya, beg, big day anil manim. We have a beggar that's only the Shia Zatrashi of Sholosh Al Sholosh. So it's only 3 etzpoyis, 3 inches by 3 inches. Or Yishachutin Ova, it's very thick, the material. Have the Begodim Laniyam Linyan Tumma. Venani wears this beggar, since for him it's a Choshev, a beggar, or to use it for patches, the surface Begodim, it's Mekabel Tumma. Big Day Ashirim Ashirim. An Asher, though, has to have his type of a beggar to Mekabel Tumma. What's a beggar for Noshe? The Rashi, Shloish Shal Shloish. It has to be at least three Tvachim and three Tvachim. Heaven be Godim Lashirim. The whole Shchir Nanima. But if Anani has this size, beggar three Tvachim and three Tvachim. Abba Big the Anil Lashirim. But if Anani wants to use a beggar for Shirim, Loi have a beggar Gabayim. Voloi Mekabli Tumma. Why? Because for Noshe it has no Shiva such a small beggar, only Gimlet's voice, but Gimlet's voice. If the Kasha Okinami Bay Rebbe bought the carton, by Rebbe's house, these one or two pieces left over of Luvon has no chshivas to it. Therefore, the smachta, the shovel, is still a bosses to the offer, the ashes inside it, and it just still remain also. So the more right to Avo, the Aniyim li Ashirim loy, but an Osher can't use the Oni's beggar, that means it's not Makabu Tuma. So you see, if the Osher has a beggar from an Oni, it's not chosher by him. Here also, this carton is not chosher by Rebbe. Elozot Gemara Mabaya. The heter to touch this master because it was moist. It didn't look nice, it was disgusting. The new heter, you let it take out. Grav shoreya means you have a bowl that you use for the base of kisa, it has the schmutz inside, you let it carry it outside. Since it's so moist, the rabbanu will mock you to touch it, even though it's muksa, you let it carry it outside. Here also, this master, the shovel full of the ashes, is very moist. That's the have meaning carry it outside. So the more Amar Rav state Shuvas Bedova have two kashas on this. Chodah, there's no tzushtel. Krash, or rei mois. It's a bowl that you use for the base of kisya. It's mamish, very mees, it's disgusting. The rabbanon gave head to take it out. Of a behind the mois, here you have a shovel. Now what do you do in the shovel? You burn the senses, and even though it's burnt already, you have the issues. It's not so gefelich, it's not so mees. You have to have very mees. Even though the meister, bizman hazeh, the matamol, on your Shabbos table, after you finish the suda, people have nuts. And they have other shells on the table. The table doesn't look nice. And even though these shells now, after they finish eating the nuts, the peanut shells are muksa, we're matir to take it off the table. Because since the table now looks very mis, you let it take it off. But that's because that also looks mis. It's not nice. The whole table where you want to eat on later, you want to use for Shabbos, is mis. You better take it off. Mashenkin here, this machto, it's not mis. Wherever it is, it's on the floor, it's on the side, you can leave it there. V'yoyed nachakasho, graf shorei migle. Namala Grav Sharela is uncovered. Fahai Mirsi, this is covered up though. The way you make a machta is you cover it up, so Trashi. Mirsi, kol machtois, all these shovels, Mechusa is saying, they're covered up. Vyeshbem the kov maisi reach. There were little holes on top that the reach, when you burn up the stems, goes out and you smell it. But the ikka kli, the ikka ashes are covered up, so it's not called Grav Sharei. So the Gemara Ella, what's the maskana? What's the teretz? Ella Omar Rova, ki avinim bei Rav Nachman. When we buy Rav Nachman, have a metal talinon kinuno agav kitma. When we buy Rav Nachman, we used to be metal to used to move the shovel full of ashes agav kitma. The chiddush was v'yafagav yikolei shivri etzim. Even though there were broken pieces of etzim, that the broken small pieces of wood are muksur on Shabbos. Still, there were metalto, this kinunya, this shovel, because he had ashes inside it. So, the kids of the Teretz says, the Maskanuis were talking about ashes that are not muksa. The Mol in the Mokka Machazal, they used to use ashes even on Shabbos for Dover Heter. The Moshe, if you had spit rake on the floor, or you had schmutz on the floor, they used to cover it up with ashes. So, before Shabbos, somebody would make and set aside this ashes to use on Shabbos, so the ashes would not be muksa. So to touch the ashes itself in a kli pshit, it's mutter, because the ashes are not muksa. So what's the chiddush here? That even though in this shovel now with the ashes, you have shivrei etzim, you have broken pieces of wood, that the broken pieces of wood are yer muksa, that's a tofel. Because since the most important thing, the ikur, is the kitma, is the ashes, and that's a dover heter, so we have the cloud, where this shovel is the boss, is holding up two things, heter, the ashes, and the yes of the broken wood. Since the ikur is the ashes, it remains mutter to move it. That's the chiddush here. So Rashi agav kitma, Rashi kanun before clean the choshesh meviim boy all of my son laschamim. Agav kitma shayitzrichem leafar where they needed the yay for the ashes. What lechasas roik etzoyet to cover roik etzoyet. So it was over heter. For Rashi im tayma v'zoy my tzadiser yeshkan. What's the chiddush? Avadis mutter. What's the tzadiser? The Rashi hani mavus the alpha gav the equal ashes reates him and nuva kimta to the ma'isa. The offer he touched was mutter, but there were shivri etzim, broken pieces of wood there. For hod the Rav Rumnis Nami, the same thing the case before. Hay machta v'yafor v'dekoma machta b'shvil afor v'shvil tzoruch loy. But datai you alayu miyesmu. We're talking about this shovel full of eshet that he had to use, this eshet from before Shabbos.
Rebusash minon. Af agav diikole shivriets, even though inside the ashes are broken pieces of wood, they have a kilkolo shell peris wherever mateichom. It lies like this basket full of peris heter and a stone inside it. That's mutter to metal to this basket, since the ikur is the peris and the stone is a tofel. Here also the ikur is the ashes and the shivri etzim is only a tofel. Sat the chiddush. So the Gemara meisver yavakasha v'shovin both from Shimon and Yehuda Moida. Shimyesh bo shivre psila shos letalto. Hey, this nair that was lit in Shabbos. Afterwards, when it goes out, even with the Reb Shimon holds, when the nair goes out, you let it be metaltlit. That's only if the wick is still right to use. But let's say it's a shivre psila, it's a broken psila, broken wick that's in the nair. So, come said you have a nair, that's the candlestick that's holding up the shemen. So, inside the candlestick is shemen and a broken wick. We say it's also to taltle this nair. Why? Because since there's a broken wick inside, that's a dover also, that's muksa, it belongs now this nair is a dover bosses to the shemen and to the wick, and therefore it's also. So chur havmin, the kashu is that the shemen is worth more than the wick. So why don't we say it's still mutter to metaltle this nair? Since inside the nair you have shemen, which is the ikir, and that's mchosher, and that's mutter, and lady, and then you also have a psila, broken wick, but that's a tuffle to it. Just like we're saying now, you're allowed to carry a basket that has peiris with an evidence inside it. And for the Gemara, Omer Abaye b'Glila Shonu, we're talking about a special place here in Glila. So Rashi learns, Shechashuvis Lehen Shivrei Psilim. This place was very chashuv for them to have this broken wick. Shein begodim shopishtim mitzuyim lehem. They didn't have flax begodim there. Hilgach lebat levinasa ner boset lehem. Therefore, we don't say the ikur is the shemen. No, the shemen is not as chashuv as the psila. So since the psila is more chashuv, means more to them than the oil, and this broken wick is muksa, it's not royable, it's a broken kli, therefore those things became muksa. Here's the way Tosis, this is the way Rashi learns. Tosis learns, no, it's not shach to say that the psila is so chashuv. No, the pshat is that the shemen has such a big abundance of shemen in this place that the shemen has no chshivis. Therefore, the ikir is the wick and not the shemen. That's the teretz here. The ister is more chashuv. Therefore, it's called bosses of davar oser. That's oser. Now, showing came before now with two cases of either the basket with the peiris and the stone, or else the machta, the shovel with the ashes and the broken wood. Since the ashes of the peiris are the ikir, it's called bosses of davar heter. That's muta. No new gemara now. So the Gemara, Levi bar Shmuel Ashkechinu l'Rebbe Abba. Levi bin Shmuel found Reb Abba u'l'Rafuna Barchia, ve'kaimei apischa d've Rafuna. They're both sitting by the door of Rafuna. Omalhu, they asked the Mishayla, Ma'o l'hachsa mite shotasoyim b'Shabbos? Is it mutter to put together like a folding bed on Shabbos? A mita bed, shotasoyim, means Rashi learns these are people that traveled around. So they used to carry with them the bed. They came at night, they'd put the bed together again and sleep on it. Are you allowed to put a bed together again on Shabbos? So it doesn't mean mamish a folding bed, that everything is there, you just have to fold it up. That avad is muta. It's only about the legs come off, and you have to assemble it now. Is it muta to assemble it on Shabbos or not? Shrashi tasoim, sorfer nechoshes, or guardian, for hochem yiliyah, they go from city to city, lemlachton, as they do their business. For noisni moy mita shaprokim, they carry with them wherever they go this folding bed. So when it comes at night, they put it together. What about on Shabbos, can they put this bed together or not? So it's a big machloikis, and later we'll soon see what the hezbe the machloikis. So first they enter the armulei shafadom. It's mutim tchil to put the bed together again. Osla kamed Reb Yehuda, they went in front of Reb Yehuda. Omar, he said over, for Rav and Shmuel the Amar Tavayo, both Rav and Shmuel say, Hamach v'mita shel tasoim b'Shabbos. Somebody put together this folding bed. This bed was taken apart. You put the pieces together again on Shabbos. You should know that locha is chayiv chatis. It's an issur d'oraisa. How can you say it's muta gomer? Not only is it us and the rabbanon, he holds it even the chiyuv chatis. What's the chiyuv deraisa? Zot Rashi. Chayiv chatis. Hu tchila tchilosoi the gomer. This is the beginning and the end. The nintzo is the kli. Right, like you're making a kli now. The chayiv mishumakam patish. The makam patish. Zot Rashi. That's called the av lechol gomer melocha. That's an av melocha of anything that's a choshuva fixing the end of a melocha. On volemi shem binyan, not chayif a binyan. Why? The ain binyan bekelim. This is Rashi Shita, the midraisa, this ain binyan bekelim bechlal, even if you make a whole kli from beginning 10. Taisa's dings, and Taisa says, even though we have the Gemara later that says ain binyan bekelim, that's only if you make a little part of the kli. where you make the whole clay from the beginning ten like you're doing here, that's also awesome with Raisa. But Rashi learns, no, there's never Issa Binyan by Kalim. Binyan is only if you make a house, not a clay. So here the Malachar is, since you're finishing off the final touch, is a chosher of a thing, of finishing off this bed, that's a Malach of Makadapatish, you're finishing off the whole thing. So how can you say Shapadom, you let her put the bed together, and here it says Chayat Chattis. So the Gemara makes it, another Kashahav. Hamach, the Yekonim, Menorah, B'Shabbos, somebody puts together the pieces of a Menorah. As the candlesticks come apart, you put it together, it's not Seita Oichid, or Chayat Chattis. Koneh Saidim, if you have the Koneh stick, Saidim, that's people that smear the seed on the walls, I mean some type of lime, so it's a type of a paintbrush. And this paintbrush, sometimes you want to make it longer or shorter, so you add pieces into the handle. So Koneh Saidim Lo Yachse, don't put the handle together in to make it longer. If you do it though, you should know it's potter. It's only awesome. The potter means potter, mid right, it's mutter, aval awesome. Mid rabbonin it's awesome. Rabbi Simoy Yoima, not halacha. Keren agula chayv. If you're making type of flutes, that if it's round, so when you put sunsi and rashi, when you put the pieces together, they come very strong, they stay in tight, then you chayv mid right, south fight, the makana patish, you also with taste learned, I'll bin you mikalim. Keren pshut, if the flute is a straight flute, then potter. Since it doesn't stay in too tight, it's potter. But mashma koponim is also midrabonim. So here we have like three sheetas here. One sheet is mutter to put the bed together mitchilo. One sheet is an isri raisa. And here we see there are certain cases that are also midrabonim. Let's see Rashi. Kanim benoros Rashi sheyotzim menu kanim, that pieces come out. Lineiros, for the put the sticks in. Lineiros. Harbei v'noitzen himenu, you take it off. You put it back together again. Konishol Saidin, Hetichon or Malavin Abayis, people that put a seed on the house, the tich, they cement the house like. The seed with the cement, with this lime. Yeshlem Karnam, they have sticks, the Shoprokim of pieces. The nice tomatoes, Rosha, they probably put the slime on, they put a shmat on top of the stick. The Shoirin, the seed, and they let the shmat sink into the seed. Hamochi Vatachet Abayis, they painted the house. The top, the Efshalel, the Konakotsky, needed a small stick. When it went up, they made the stick a little bit longer. So now it's Potter's Atrashi, Shane's Gomri, Shreitzor, Lachla, Prokatomit. Since you have to take it off and put it on again, this like stick to make it longer, it's not aimed to stay the way it is. So that's not called the Melechas Makanapatish. That's why it's different than putting the bed together. If you put the bed together, it's going to stay that way. That's an Issa Makanapatish. Here, the stick, you're just doing it for a short time and take it off right away. It's not called Makan Patish. They're both type of a flute. You make songs with. Vu also in the covenant has all the nif, kakavra, like a thief. Or machnes ben chalilim. You make chalilim inside. Or moitzim kailus makes the music. Harbe, keren agula is maizumin. That's a maizumin who. The tzorach is koyab in the covenant b'chaisik. You have to stick the pieces in strong together. Or since it is the side of the whole issa here. There the malocha. That's called the malocha. Or the kerem shoot, if it's poshet machnisa berevach. Then you put it in there easy. For darken the parking tom, you take it apart or often. Or potter ketani mios bekani menorah with the sticks of the menorah. It says here the chay vu adin lemitah shel tasoim. The same halachon with the bed shel tasoim. The what? No blight potter avolosa. Don't forget the tani says by koni menorah the chay is vu adin lemitah shel tasoim should also be chay. So to stira, you said before it's mutigomer, and now we'll learn you should be nitzadi raisa. And for the Gemara, the Pshat is like this. Inu di oma chiai tana. They hold it this tana, the tanya. Milavnoi tamita. That means the pieces you put underneath the bed to protect the feet of the bed that shouldn't sink into the ground, you put like a kuster underneath it. So Drashi, milavnoi tamita, kein regalayim. Kitanim, small legs. Yesh lam, base kibble, has a base to mekabel it. Umatas a teichen roshe carry a mita. You put into this like small leg the big legs of the dead shlo yikavu boritz, that the leg shouldn't sink into the ground. As the mold of floor wasn't a fancy floor we have now, a carpet, it was a dirt floor. So they didn't want the bed to sink into the dirt. They get the rotten. He used to put a kusta underneath the bed to hold up the legs. That's one thing. You attach the kusta onto the beds on Shabbos. Not the mita, or else kroyas hamita. That's bechal the sides to the bed. Ulavuchim shel sakivim. Rashi learns, Lavuchim shel sakivim, that's 8 cotton, that's a small wood. kimin daf, like a plank of wood, she taken the keshes, they put into the bow, in the arrow, she kerin, she olav moshe chachetz. They used to pull back the arrow in the bow, so on the place we had the arrow in the bow, they put another piece of wood, they attached to the bow, to make it strong, or to hold the arrow in place. So the locker is lo yachsa, don't put these things on in Shabbos. If you put them together, though, it's only osim midirabonim, midiraisit smutim.